In late July, federal and state officials announced that a fungus, which is killing cave-dwelling bats across the eastern United States, has been detected in a private cave in Baxter County and a public cave on Devil's Den State Park west of Winslow. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
Devil's Den State Park Superintendent Monty Fuller hikes up a steep mountainside trail towards Devil's Den Cave. The park's gorgeous this late summer morning, mostly deserted with public school in session. Devil's Den Cave is located only a quarter mile from park headquarters, so it's a very popular spot. Anyone with a flashlight and courage were free to explore the 500-foot-long fissure, but the entrance to this cave and many others on the Ozarks were gated and locked 3 years ago after a highly contagious fungus called Geomyces destructans was discovered in a Missouri cave complex a few hundred miles north. The fungus causes white nose syndrome.
Watch your step. Okay, you can see here beside me is this gate that's physically blocking this cave. This is the main concern is the Devil's Den Cave because it has the most likely environment for the fungus to grow.
Hibernating bats that come into contact with fungus spores, which thrive in cool, dark, wet caves, can become covered with an irritating white powdery residue concentrated on their snouts and wings. White nose syndrome was first documented in upstate New York back in the winter of 2006 after scientists witnessed colonies of bats fluttering out of caves deep in winter in distress. The disease has now spread to 22 eastern, midwestern, and southern states, as well as 5 eastern Canadian provinces, and has killed as many as 7 million bats. Arkansas is among 4 additional states which have tested positive for the fungus, although no bats have been stricken with the disease here. The disease is spread bat to bat. All sorts of bats inhabit Ozark's karst, an eroded geologic formation pocked with thousands of caves. 60 caves are located on Devil's Den State Park, which staff have been monitoring for years.
In January each year, park staff and biologists for the Game and Fish Commission go into these caves and they count bats by species. We have the Indiana gray bat, Ozark big-eared bats, which are both endangered species. Now we have other species of the big brown bat, the little brown bat, the tricolor, which is also used to be called the pipistrelle. Those are the physically smaller species of bats. And this fungus attacks the smaller species the hardest.
And although we rarely see them, bats are critical to keeping insect populations at bay.
Bats are very important. You know, they eat a lot of mosquitoes and other insects day and night, mostly dawn, dusk, and at nighttime. Bats are nocturnal animals. There are bat species that are vegetarian. They're pollinators. So, you know, they play a very important role in the grand scheme of our ecology.
The economic value of insect-eating bats to American agriculture is estimated to be $22 billion annually. Bats also devour tons of insects harmful to forests, and their guano, their poop, is essential to the survival of extremely rare cave organisms, such as cave salamanders and fish. Devil's Den Park hosts a bat-o-rama every June to encourage visitors to learn more about bats. Several years ago, staff constructed a bat house demonstration project near the park headquarters. But now that the fungus has been detected in Devil's Den Cave, the task has taken on a certain urgency.
As a environmental manager, it was kind of a wake-up call that, okay, it's here. Deep down, when we've been watching this fungus as it spread west, deep down, I think we probably, if we would admit, we knew it would be here at some point. It's just a matter of when.
But with funding from the National Science Foundation, a coalition of federal and state agencies, coordinating with the University of California, Santa Cruz, and Northern Arizona University research teams are tracking the spread of the disease. Arkansas Game and Fish Commission is also on task, led by non-game mammal program leader Blake Sassy, who's been looking for evidence of the disease in Arkansas, he said, since 2008.
Now, we conducted the sampling for that study as part of our regular monitoring activities. So we were doing this in caves that we were going to be at anyway. And basically what it was, there's a large Q-tip, basically, that we moistened and then rubbed that on the bat's nose and its wings, and then we sent that Q-tip back to the lab for testing to see if the presence of the fungus could be detected. And we used that same methodology to look for fungus on the rocks right underneath where the bats were roosting.
And the Ozarks Plateau is a particularly sensitive ecoregion to this pathogen.
Well, there's been somewhere over 3,000 caves that have been mapped and described in Arkansas, and which is makes us one of the more cave-rich states in the country. However, as far as a bat point of view goes, we only monitor probably, depending on the year, 30 to 75 of those caves every winter. So, you know, finding the fungus associated with white nose syndrome or white nose syndrome itself, it can be quite difficult with all those potential caves that could be used by bats out there.
The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission has been working closely with U.S. Forest Service, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and state parks, monitoring bat populations' health, as well as tracking endangered bat species, such as the Ozark big-eared bat.
Well, we've got 16 different species of bats here in Arkansas. Some of them are only found down in, you know, bottomland hardwood swamps, while others are really only found up in, you know, the cave areas of the Ozarks, and some kind of go down into the Ouachitas where there's some abandoned mines.
And with Arkansas bats now under threat, authorities will concentrate monitoring.
Well, we're going to return to the caves where the fungus was found this winter to see if it actually has developed into white nose syndrome, and we'll probably continue to take more samples from the bats like we did in the last two winters to kind of see if the presence of the fungus has increased over that time period. We'll also go out and survey caves in the vicinity of the ones where the fungus was found to see if it may have spread beyond there since the fungus was identified.
The mortality rate among hibernating bats infected by white nose syndrome can be as high as 100% in a colony. It's too early to tell, but researchers are trying to determine if ecoregions such as the Ozarks, which tend to be warmer in winter, may not be optimal environments for Geomyces destructans to thrive. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.